at the end of the first Perek is not in conformity with the Tesis in the first Perek. On the contrary, this Tesis is in conformity with the Shite of the Tesis Shamas. Because if this, 1 second, please, if this Tesis had been in conformity with the Tesis at the end of the first Perek, then Tesis would say simply, Avol Mechubores, Darkel Hazik, V'chayev Mishum Regel. Not Yalfuse, but this Tesis, I think, is in conformity to the Shita of the Tesis Shans. So according to the Tesis Shans, if it's Kavanosa Lahazik, then it cannot be Mechuyev Misat Regal. Regal, by definition, means not Kavanosa Lahazik. Der Chiluche, without any intent. But if there is a Kavanosa Lahazik, it cannot be Regal. So why is Mechuyev? Because we knew Mazik. That we learn out to Ibn Mitzino from Beya v'chad minaye. So it would be, there would be two types of Karen. There would be a Karen that is Mishune, and that's the parsha that is spelled out explicitly, and another Karen that is learned out to Ibn Mitzino. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go over the Rashbo, because I said that Shurim will start at 9:30 and finish that at 11 o'clock, and now I started after 9:30, I mean, it was almost 10 o'clock. I know it's a little bit my fault, and it's a little bit of the fault of the others too, but some mail will finish it here, okay. But next time, the next year, in Bovakame will be
Sunday.
So then we'll go over the Rashbo, and The Birka Shmuel has on the Rashbo, the Birka Shmuel Simen Beis in Bovakame, discusses the Rashbo in Shnei Kubetzes of Sofik Nizokin Rachmiel Ikule. I mean, it's a big Indian. I couldn't start it now. Okay, there's a Indian here.
Yeah.
We'll finish the Tesis. Avod Mechubera Seim Okulo Medes. So Tesis says the Kashe. How could the Gemara have this Alkedaito that, in other words, if we just had a pasuk of Ayaslo Tzidkiyo Ben Tnana Tanei Barzel, so then I would say, when does the Torah say that there is a difference between Tam Lemued, Tam Peis Chotze Nezek, and Mued Peis Nezek Sholem, that's only the Behemah uses Kanaim Tlush. She put the horns in her mouth between the teeth, and then she gored. That's Mishune. But if she used the Kerkanayim Chubori, so then even the first time, the owner pays in the shop. So Tesis says, the Kashi Meichetes. Meichetes. Vim Teima. Meichetes imitlush or daiketlush. One cannot be mechuyev unless there is a kosuk that is mechuyev. So the Torah, if the parsha of Nigiche deals with tlushim, so then we could say mechuborim is not different than tlushim. But then only chotzines mechuyev im ishoroves, because then it would be mechuyev on the basis of adoroves. Hey, in other words, that's the Gemara, Kishodis Be'er V'chad Minayes Yalfin Unkul. But the Gemara says, Chutz Mikere. Uman do Oma, Keren Adife, then we could learn out even Keren. So, Rabbi Mitrash says he doesn't know who that Man do Oma is. And Rabbi Natan says, yes, it's the Man do Oma who says that Paul Geniske Momei. So, Meitei's image, Lushadai Ketlusha, Mishoroves, Het, Hotin, Echomano Makarna, Dife, Dikavanus Lazk, Rafu Kernos, Konforsh Ramtam Likamo, Daino Mandoma, Palginiske, Momei, Di Soden, Kavanus Lazik is a Humre, Natiko, this list Ham Shvorin Lavikas Kashima Kaini. So, Mitzad. Mitzad din, so it should be mechuyev nezek shalom because the owner is negligent, he's a pesheya. But rachmona de chasalo, so mele we could learn out from the other of us. Sometimes Rav Chaim Ka Avam and the Palganiski Konose like Ravon Brid Rav Shua. That's the way you pass him. So then Karen is not more homo, so Karen is more kal. So we couldn't learn out from Be'er the Chadminai. So Meirchete, he said, the Gemara say, if we didn't have the posik of Prayer Sherei, Hodoli, Kanarim Kano, if I would say that Kanai Mechubori, Mechuyim, and Ekshawe. Meirchete is. Alman, I'm probably to close it, I'm sure Mechaz Hashim, Kaim, Lord, Asikar, Mikule. Kidamun, Likamun, Kishor, is Be'er Benai, Asikul, Ba'am, Mikaran, Dikal, Mifrach, Shechem, Radim, Mitzcholos, Pirush Dalkon Hasik Mashink Mikeren because Kashima Kaime so is not even negligent. Vieshlay Madman Dama Palganiski Knosa Udikoma Avo Mukhberasim Kulum Edisi Vishalim Nezgashonim Bipam Rishina not because of Yalfuse. Slav Mishum Disakolashman and they made a slat. Hanavuts Lashman, Lavarayim and Aposik Nahuberas Namahabahal Nigihe, Shali Tita Lema, the Nigihani Betlusho, Dumyo Dikani Basel Ditsitkio. Avod Mechuberes, Darkel Hasik Mitchelosei, Vinilmeit Mibeir, Umichad Mioveis, Lechaive, Lechaive, Lechatchile Nezek Shalom. Lechaive Lechatchile Nezek Shalom. So in other words, so the Salkdaitach would be not on the basis of Keren, but because it's not Mishune. So on that, I mentioned the machlekes between Teisves and Teisves Shantz. Chayis Teifis, Amad Mitzchalos. Chayis Teifis, we have Hazeiv, Ari, Hanomer, Badlas, and then we have Nochash. So there is a distinction according to Teisves. According to Orishin, there is a distinction between Zeiv, Ari, Azeiv, Adeiv, Anomer, Abardales, and one end, and Nochash and Dada. Because Ari, Zeiv, Deiv, Nomer, Abardales is Yeshano. But is Yeshano some melee chen? So it's Chen Amish. But Nochash, as Gemara in Tainis points out, has no Anoe. So it's Rega. But not Keren. Why isn't it Karen? Because in order to, according to thesis, after Zion Amud Aleph says, so it couldn't be Karen. Why couldn't it be Karen? Because Karen, by definition, has to be something that at the outside it's not natural. And only through habit it becomes natural. But if at the very outset it is natural like Nochash, so then it couldn't come within Keren. It couldn't come within Keren. And it tastes with Shant, so it's regal. And it tastes with Shant, so it's no. Nochash is Chayev, Mitzat Keren, after Mine would be whether Nochash is Chayev, Shusarabi or not. According to Shant, that Mitzat Keren is Chayev, Shusarabi. Chayev, Shusarabi. I'm sorry, that because it's under its care, and it's Chayvish Yisrabim, Nezek Sholem. And according to Teisves, Tzatregel is Potter Yisrabim. So what's the Shite of Teisves? Why isn't it Karen? So Teisves Shite is that it cannot be Karen. It cannot be Karen because it is natural at the very outset. By definition, Karen has to be something where at the very outset it's not natural. But through habit, it becomes natural. Through Hergul Masiteva, it becomes natural. But Nochash, it's not through Hergul Masiteva. That's the Teva. So Mimele, it couldn't be Karen, and it is regal. So if this taste and the taste of Shans, Shiti is not that the fact that it's not, it's Mishune at the very outset, is not an essential element of Keren. Only if it's Mishune at the very outset, he cannot pay Nezek Shalom. Because Mishune doesn't pay Nezek Shalom. But it's not a prerequisite in the Shem Keren that it should be Mishune. At the very outset. But Nochash, that at the very outset it's natural, So it has Karen. It comes under the category of Karen. But the halacha that Karen pays Chatzin Nezek doesn't apply to it, because that applies only to that Karen, which is Mishune. But this is a Karen that is not Mishune. Now, Teis says, Teis, what is it?
Could you take the Teis's chance a step further and say that the din of Meshuv is only tonight Chatzin Nezek? It's Klal, not a condition on Karen? But the
Dim
Mishun has nothing to do with Karen. It's not a characteristic of Karen at all.
That's true, but I'm not saying against that. But in final analysis, so you have to say the same thing.
So that, we wouldn't be able to find a case which is regal and Mishun and it'll pay
Chatzin Nezek.
That's
my shame. I don't know of such a
thing. That's what I mean.
Chatzin Nezek of Knas, not Chatzin Nezek Tzuras. But not a Chatzin Nezek of Knas. No. I don't know of such a case. But Teisa says, Avim Chuberes Darkel Hazik, so it's like Nochosh, Mitchelose. If it's Darkel Hazik Mitchelose, so it's Nochosh. So Vinil made me bear or Mechad, no, we have to resort, according to Teisa's design, do we have to resort to Yalfuse from Be'er v'chad minaye to Mechayev Nochosh and Ezek Sholem? It is Ked Regal Mamesh without recourse to Yalfuse to Be'er v'chad minaye. So apparently this Teisves is not in accord with the Teisves d'Aftezah. And this Teisves is in accord to Teisves Shams in Shidduch Kabetzes. The Shams in Eastern Gebetis. So then you'll ask, if so, why do we have to resort? Why do we have to resort to Boim? Even according to the Shams, Nochosh, we have to resort to Be'er v'chad minaye. Nochosh is Chai is Kerem Amish, according to the Shams. Well, there is a difference, because even if we were to assume that Nochberes is the Akel Hazik, so it wouldn't be as natural and as normal as Nochosh. You see, it's not like that. It's Mishun also. So even according to Salkadaitoch, that it's not Mishun. So in other words, Mishun has to be of a certain degree, but not the most. Even according to Salkadaitoch, it's not the most natural thing. Regel, it's not only that Regel is not Mishun. Regel does the most natural thing. Regel is even more natural than Shem. Because one of the characteristics of Regel, Dark Elazik. Shen Anuelazik. So the question is, but Shen is also Dark Elazik. The answer is no. Shen is Dark Elazik because the behemoth is tempted to fulfill its appetites. Because it is driven by a certain impulse. But when it's not driven by that impulse, it's not Dark Elazik. When the behemoth is not hungry, so it's not a classic. All right, the Gemara says in Kitzur Regel, the difference between a human being and an Odom, a human being, if he is full, so he is not interested in needing more. And the behemoth, no matter how full she is always driven by an impulse to eat more and more. Eat more. All right, so, but that it appears that the Gemara never mentions Dark Elhazik Legabishem. Hanulazik, Regel is Dakal. There's a difference. Regel is Dakal Hazik. That's the normal thing, without any temptation, without any drive. That's the normal thing. There's a natural thing for a behemoth to walk. If it wouldn't be the natural thing, the behemoth would be sick, would be abnormal. Mashen Kin Shen is a normal thing because she's driven by a certain drive. She's hungry. She's always hungry. But if she wouldn't be hungry, then it wouldn't be Dark Elhazik. So Memele, even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Mechuberes is Dark Elhazik Mitzchelosei, but it's not Mamish like Regel. You see, even Shen is not Mamish like Regel. Even Shen is not Mamish like Regel. So that's why, according to the Zeis Vishans, that Nochosh is chayv mitzat keren, not mitzat regel, but here, according to the Havamine, it couldn't be mamish keren. Because he's dark lahazik, but he, it's darker hazik, but here it is not the most natural thing. Mechuberas is still an element of shinu. So according to Avon Gemara, I would say the degree of shinu so does not bring it within care. There has to be more mishune to come within care. So Memeila, and this is not to the degree mishune is keren, so we can learn out from Be'er v'chad minaye is that to be mechay v'chatrin, but it's a new mask. Oh, now, let's see the lotion of the Rashbo.
Our Tosfos is in accord with the Tosfos on Daf Gimel of the Shen Behemoth.
Yeah.
That
what do you mean?
Inach name.
That's right. Yes, I wanted to say it. This Tosfos Daf Gimel is not like Tosfos Daf Tzayin. It's like a Tosfos Shamos. Yeah, inach name. I wanted to mention it. I forgot. Now you have the Rashbo in the Chiddush Rashbo, and you have it in the Shin Kubetzis. I have here the Chiddush Rashbo, so maybe you can use. Somebody can use the Shin Kubetzis. Not the Shin Kubetzis. Avo Milchuberes Gibramasra. Aber bin Chuberes, heim a kulo meres. Kashel, adarabe, heim a kulo tamu, lishal im chotinezek bulchut, di chol afuke, kulo litevea ve chumre le nitva. Strange kashel, it rash bes. The Gemara asks, if we didn't have the posik of Chirshe Hodalei, and you only had the posik of Ayasit Yobin Tnayim Mekarni Barzel, what kind of kanayim was it? Lushin. So then I would say, the parsha of Keren Kiyach Shiri Shireyo deals with Klush, but Mechuborim it doesn't deal. So the Gemara says, so Mechuborim it doesn't mean so Meile Mechuborim even Tamo is Chayv Neshalim. So the Rashba says no, we should say since we have no parsha dealing with the Mechuborim, so maybe we should say is it Teisa that the Kashi Meicha Teisa more than Chotzinim. But the Rashba is no, maybe Ligamrapot, strange cash. But it's not really very difficult because how could it be Ligamrapot less potter than Trushim when he Trushim is more Mishune? Well, right, I mean, you can't test cashes. The Gzeres HaKosov, without the Gzeres HaKosov, there is no Chiyuv. But there is Aksos. But the Gzeres HaKosov deals with Tlushim. He doesn't deal with Mechuborim, so he has no parsha dealing with Mechuborim. So he doesn't come under Keren, he doesn't come under Shen, he doesn't come under Regal. So in Meila, he should be Ligamra. It sounds strange, but that's what Tehillah said. V'yesh Leima, Adrab, bin Zokin Sveike Didule Hachmir. So then he says, the Aegis Lilema, the Lipoches Natlusho, Efsha, the Kalvachema. But the first Teres is not that Efsha. He mentions the cloud. Adarabe, Binzokin, Sveike, the Dula, Hachme, Bisu. Now, what does that mean? So, Rebober assumed, the Kashmuel, he says, that the Esther of Chaim, apparently, according to taste to the Rashbos Teretz, so the Aloha of Hameitzim Chaviri Oliver Rai, that Sofik Momen is the Hokel, doesn't apply to Nizokin. Why? So, Reb Chaim said that Lo Yishmerenu is not only a Chiyuv Momen, is not only expressive of a Chiyuv Momen, like Shomrim, but it's also expressive of a Maisavere of Pshi. He's an Avarian, he's a Rosh, in Mazik, not only in Mazik, be a dying. Even a Mazik who doesn't watch a Sheir is a Rosh. He's ever a Nisa, it's like a Nisa Resi. It's not a Rav, it couldn't be Malkes, but it's like a Nisa Resi. Leish Mereno is a Nisa, he's a Nisa. Sabra Ruber said to Reb Chaim, he mentioned it in Berger Shmuel, Mumele, the Rashba says, since it's based upon the Maisa Avere of being negligent, and Ligabe Averes, we have a din of Sveiki de Raise, Lechumre, so Mele is Mechuya Bitashlun also Lechumre. I mean, it's a pellet that Rav Bar said it. So Rav Chaim said, no, that is not true. Because even though it's based upon the Maisa Avere, even if we assume that it's based upon the Maisa Avere of Leishmerenu, but in case of his suffix, so we don't know whether there is a Maisa Avere. So he's Mechuyev to be Machmir. But Ligavit Ashlumim, we still should say suffix Momin Lahok. I mean, it's posted like a pshat. It's a pellet that Rav Bar said it. But, so what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashbo? So, Rav Chaim mentioned to him this tesis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divra Maschol Dum Yedrega, Vim Teima, Vinei Me Yifre, Dohod Makshin Lechumre, Hanem Mile Bi Yisure, Avo Bameine Le, because Bameine, So there is a loch of Sufik Momin Lahot. So now we're here, the Gemara discusses, we didn't go over the Gemara, how we should darshan a certain person. Lechumre and Lechule. So why do we say that we are makish, we make it our fusa lechumre? There are two alternatives. When a certain posik is capable of two alternative yalfuses, one yalfuse would mean a chumre. One yalfuse would mean likule. So the Gemara says that we have to deduce the yalfuse lechumre. So he says, if it's a question of Yisra, so then we have to deduce lechumre. Because fake the rice is lechumre. So mele in yalfuse sitzo also has to be deduced lechumre. But in moment, so sofik moment is lehoko, amit mechavel levaraye, so mele in yalfuse it should also be cloud that we have to be yalifet lei chumre. So you have to yalifet likule. Veim Rav Natan, the mido hi beteiro, loishne bi yisura veloishne bi mameine. So what does Rav Natan say? It's a cloud, the mir shatir and dreshes ben. After all, the mir shatir and dreshes ben, have quality. So when there are two alternate yalfuses, one alternate yalfuse is lechumre, and one alternate yalfuse is likule. So the aloha is it's a klal in the midish atiron dreshes ben that we have to deduce the drosha in the way that it will be lechumre. Even imamein is hamitzvah haverai. That's when there is a shaila in bezden. So bezdenes and basn likule. But when it's a shaila, how to deduce a posi? Whether lechumre direction or only kule direction, so there's the cloud lechumre. Not only bis at the moment also. So there's the pshat in the Rashbo. There's the pshat in the Rashbo. But the Rashbo says, "Yeshlim Adarabe bin zokin sveike didu lahachmir kisoy." But there is one difference. There is one difference. There's one difference between the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbo. Rabbeinu Tam shite is the midi b'teir lo yishne bi yisura v'lo yishne bi amene. All moment doesn't make any difference. And according to the Rashbo, not normal. The Rashbo, agrees with the half of the Salkadaitoch in Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a difference between Iser in deducing Alfuses, there is a difference between Iser and Mame. In Iser, where the Alochi is, Sveiki de Reis Lechumre, that where a person is Mechuyev to anticipate, maybe it's Osa. He cannot be Taylor, all right, maybe it's Muta. He has to say, maybe it's Osa, there's the Alochi of Sveiki de Reis Lechumre. So Mele in Alfuses, it's a klal. We have to deduce lechumre, but in momay where when case of suffix or bezdin is not says you cannot be made, It's also likul, silikul. Sarantam says no, it's a klal, even in moment it has to be reduced to chumre. But Rashbosh it is, it all depends. If it is in moment that is not based upon the Maisa Avere, then that is not based upon the Maisa Avere, so then it is likule. But if the moment is based upon the Maisa Avere, if the moment is based upon the Maisa Avere, so then it's lechumre. In other words, according to Rav Netam, all moment. So if there are two alternate ways how to deduce the alfuse, so we have to deduce lechumre all moment, even if it is a kind of moment like shomrim. Suppose we have a posik in the parsha of shomrim, and it can be deduced lechumre, it can be deduced likule. So according to Rav Netam, we have to deduce it lechumre. According to Rashbonat, because by shomrim, the chiyuv momen has nothing to do with the Maisa Avere. Mashinkin banizoki, this nizoki, where it's based upon the Maisa Avere, is based upon the Maisa Avere, so mele in Yalfuses, we have to deduce it lechumre direction, not likule direction, not likule direction. Not likul direction, but if it is according to Rashbo, if it is the kind of moment that is not even based upon the Maisa Avere, so then we have to deduce the Alfuse also likul direction. That's what Rav Chaim said.
We're saying now that the Rashbo is that the moment is an outcome of the Einish.
Yeah, we'll soon see. All right.
Earlier we said
the Yeah. Well, but here we are dealing with keret, which is knas. You see, some mele that might be the difference. We'll soon see. Let's go over the whole Rashi. It's a very long Rashi. V'yesh leimer adarabe binzokin speaking day lahachner kisul. Then the second teretz. V'yesh leimer the lipoches natlusho iefsher. The Kalvachema. No, couldn't say. What was the Rashba's question? In other words, even after the third time, Chotzinezik. So he says, no, that is not Mistada. That even after Hadoye, after the third time, you should pay only Chotzinezik. So that's the Kalvachema. If something that is more Mishuni. So after the third time, Pidin Rishalem, Alachas Kamo Vechamo, something that is less mission should pay in Rishalem. I mean, that seems to be common sense, but it's not such simple common sense. You see, V'ikashi, loch, hodi mashma, din einshin in adin ad benzoki, uchudamrinom b'mochiltin, tanye ke iftach ishbeye. In other words, so according to these teretz, he says, Kal v'chemer, how about an ancient minadin? So in other words, it's ancient minadin. It is ancient minadin. Oh, so then yes, the kashaloch, how the mashma de in ancient minadin. Av binzok, even binzokin is an ancient minadin. Och edam rinom b'mchiltin, tanye ki iftach ishbeye v'chi yichre yichre ima upisei achaye v'al kere li kolshne, la metcho, shen ancient minadin. So Mele, that means that even by Nizokin we say in ancient Nadin. So Mele, how can we say like the second Teretz? The Lipoches Nadegish Lilima, the Lipoches Natusha Yefsha, the Kalvachema. So, but we can say Kalvachema to be Mechayev Mome, because in ancient Nadin, as we say Gabibeya, in other words, so that's only a Kashi against the second Teretz. But against the first teretz, it's no kash. Because in Achna, the reason is why, in the first teretz, he gives the teretz, Adarab ibn Zokin, Sveikid Deil Hachner, Kiyisulin, and he doesn't say, like the second, which appears to be, superficially appears to be common sense. How could it be? What logic is there to say that it should be less homo than that, than Tolush, which is Momishuni? No, because you can't use logic in ancient Adin. What does an ancient Adin mean? You can't use logic. Like Hogin or Rogin. So you can also say logic if in the case where the one against whom the Eidim testified falsely was not as yet executed, so then there is a chiyuv in Inish. When he was already executed, when the wrong against the accused so was already perpetrated, so Nishmadi can't use logic. So here too he can't use logic. So he only has that kasha against the second terrorist, that we do use logic in being mechayev from Nizokin. So, but the Mechilta says that we don't use logic. Ein Einshin Adin. Vi kashaloch, ho de mashma in Einshin Adin. Ab den Zokin, ich lamrin im Mechilut, mit Tani Giftach, ich bewe chiyiche, im Alpusei Achayev, auch hier le kolschum, la metro shin Einshin Adin, mis tabrelei, de le omru kein, ala beniski beya, mipnei shehu chidush. Vi leke bi kulen nizokin di kavisayev. So he says that this halacha of an ancient Nadin is limited only to Be'er. Why Be'er? Because Be'er is Huzak. So mele the chiyuv of Tashlumim is based upon the Ma'isaver. Mashink, in the case of Isaac, of course there is a Maisavere, but there the Chiyuv Tashlumin is not based upon the Maisavere, even without the Maisavere. So now he says, as it tells, and the second Losh, that Ligabe Nizokin, so we say, Poches Natusho Yefsher, the Kalvachemri, the Tenshim Nadin. So he says, only by Keren. So it's in Shimnadin. Mashein Kein. By Be'er, it's in Shimnadin. So, but according to the first Eretz, who says, he resorts another cloud because Adrabe bin Zokin Sveike Didei Lahachmir Ki Surin, in other words, that we do apply the principle of an ancient Shimnadin Ligabi kernels, not only Ligabi Beya. According to second Teretz, the aloha of Nishin Adin applies only to Beya. But to Keren, it's ancient Adin. But according to the first Teretz, even Keren, we say, that we apply the same principle of Nishin Adin. Even Keren, we apply the same principle of Nishin Adin. And that is all right, because that fits the lomdes of the first Lashon, because we said in the first Lashon that the first Lashon of the Rashbo is not completely like the Rashbo, not completely like Rav Netan. Even though Rav Chaim says in answering Rav Ruber's Kashi, so he said it's like he mentioned the dinyan of Rav Netan Shite, that midoy bateiro Bainbi, Ramtam says, Bainbi Isura Bainomen. So it's a general rule in Midish Atiyan Dreshes Ben. Even the moment Mamish, where it's not based upon the Maisadir. And Rashbosh, it is not like Ramtam, but modified it. According to Ramtam, it's a Mido Bateiro. In no moment, not only is there that we have, if there are two alternate ways how to reduce it, Rosh. One in Chumre direction and one in Kule direction, so quantum time, we have to deduce it in Chumre direction. In all moment, in everything. According to Rashbo, only in the moment of Nizikin, only in the moment of Nizikin, the moment of Nizikin, so we have to do it in Chumre. Why in the moment of Nizikin? Why in the moment of Nizikin? Because the moment of Nizikin, the moment of Nizikin, so the Chiyuv is based upon the Maisaver. It's based on it. But moment of Shomri, so then there is no such midah that if there are two ways how to deduce the Alfuse, with Lechumre Likule, we have to deduce it Lechumre. So Mele, there is no difficulty. And then I think that it does not necessarily mean when, so true. The second Lashon, according to the second Lashon in Tesis, we pochus matusha yefshir kal v'chemei. The tein shim nadim by Karen, so then we have to say that by Karen it's ancient Adin, but only by Beir it's an ancient Adin. But according to the first Eretz, so even by Karen it's an ancient Adin. That's why Tesis had to resort to another Teretz. So that does not necessarily mean that according to the first Loshen, so all Chiyuvi Nizokin are based upon Maisaleh. Not necessarily, because the first Loshen relates what? To all Niskim Omein. It relates to Regal, to Shen. It relates to Keren. And the Kashi is Alibir Mandoma, the Palgen Niske Knossi. And the Alibir Maestase says, as the Mandoma who says Palgen Niske Knossi, so then it is certainly based upon Maisavir. When is a child to say that Ein Shimome Min Adin, by all Nizokin, other than Beir, and we explained it because other Nizokin, other than Beir, so it's Hizik. If it's Hizik, so the Avera is not the cause of the Chiyuv. But by Huzak, when he is completely passive, then the Avera is the Mechayev. But by Hizik, the Avera is not the Mechayev. So that's only in Momendikech, Chiyuvim of Nizokin. But Knas, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that what's the definition of Knas? Einish. I think there is. No, here is the Rambam. No. Here is. Oh, you have a Rambam, but here is also. Ah, yeah. Yes, Sefer HaMitzvah. Yes.
The Rashba second teretz is only a hit for teretz, though. The Oydesh de Leimar is only answering how would it be possible to be the Fakas Matushi Yavshad the Kalvah.
Why don't we say? Yeah, that's right.
Saying, but it's not really answering the what was the Kasha the Rashba Kasha in the Kasha Rashba.
All right, we didn't go over the whole Rashba yet.
Saying the second teretz.
No, but we didn't go over the whole Rashba. Let's go over the whole Rashba. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you have Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shere Shabosa, Hashem the Rambam has clothing, guidelines, which mitzvahs have to be included in Yom Tov, which mitzvahs are not to be included. So that's the last Sheresh, 14 Shorosh, less Shorosh, Sheresh. Hashere Shabosa, Shem O Limneis, Kiyumon Shem B'mitzvahs HaYes. Da. שקולסה ולאיסה זה יחל כוחלוק הראשינו לפתרון הזה אשר יש לשני חלוקים הולכת לביר הכוס בעינש בשום פונים אבל ציבו והיזיר ולא יחיה ועבר עינש ולידי בגמול רע ידוע בעבור על הציבו ההוא ולעזור הידוע והשם הסביר בעינש אולם החלק שביר בעינש יש מן המיסס אין מה שציבו יסבור השם יסקל בעבר משעבר עליהם ומהם מה שציבונו לישרף באיש או עבר עליהם ומהם מה שציבונו שנעקה בסייף או עבר עליהם כמו שנסבויה בפרש המקובו ומהם מה שציבונו לחנה איקו עבר עליהם כמו שבו בפירוש ומהם מה שציבונו להלקיס או עבר עליהם ומהם מה שיועיד עליהם ביקורס והוא שלא יהיה לעבר עליהם מיסה אבל אם מייס בחתו אלו יהיה לחלק ומעבו כמו שבארנו בפיר חלק ומהם מה שיועיד עליהם במיסה בלבד והוא שמיסהו השם בחתוי ויחפלי במיסה He says Tashlumi Kefil Mashigonav and Gazlan only Tesis Achemish, which is over and above Mashigozal. That's an Enish. And by Ganev, the double indemnity is an Enish. That's Knas. Mashink in the Karen is not even an Enish. It's not based upon the Maisa Aveira. So, what is that?
Tashlumi.
Like Shomri. All right. Gazlan. Ganev is a, involves a big Maisa Aveira. But the Chiyuv Tashlumim has nothing to do with Avere. Even when there is not Eva Avere, so there is still a Chiyuv Tashlumim. There is still a Chiyuv Tashlumim. So the Rambam here before says that Knas is an Enish. So Mele Chotz Nezek, even according to the Rashbo Shita at the end, that there is a difference in respect to yes in Shimadin, ein in Shimadin. There is a difference between Beir and all the other Mazikim. So what does it mean? Of course there is a Maisavere in all Mazikim. But in all Mazikim, the Maisavere is one thing, and the Chiyuv Tashlumim has nothing to do with the Maisavere. In other words, the Maisavere is not the Mechayev of the Chiyuv Tashlumim. Mashinkim Babeir Roy Tzuzak, where the Mazik is completely, where the Mazik is passive, where the Nizek comes to the Mazik, not the Mazik to the Nizek, so then the Maisavere is the of Lishmerenu is the Mechayev of Chiyuv Tashlumim. Mashinkim Babe Adam Nizikin of Hizik, but that's only Adam Mazikin of Hizik, where it's Mome, not Knas, but Palganiske. That's a chiyuv knas. That's certainly einish. If it's an einish, so then we say that in einshin. Then we say in einshin min adin. That's why the first lashon says that we say in einshin min adin. All right. Die kasha lo chodim ashen ish, ma dina bin zog kram bin mechilten, tani ki tari vele chi yichin, ofis eichal, kere koach ele koshin, ha nashen ish ma din, li stabar li, li omru kein el bin skibayam, tnei shu chidush, vi leke bikulim zog kram kabisayu, shin da kere lech lazik, veich, shin ishalei af loch, ozak kosh ishalei, veich, shan izin bolu shu shom azik, tani chol la beya, vinei shin din kaze, shin lecho bil chidushe, avol shom zog kram shom amene heilech, um azik, ein shin ben nadin. Chinam ubigmore bikinte derav in forish al bishmuel sheli kanu mavli mavli shini mailo izeker ize glafka vachine umashin shikan los lazi chivo keren shavin los lazi lukosh vachin masin shikan lo yiri izeker ize mashinam edin shinadin a stasis points out the right do you omar ala shein liyum is akal min achomor o achomor min akal alfino So Teisves comes to the Teres, there is a machlekes between the Tan of the Mishneh and the Tan of the Mechilte. And the Rashbo says, there is no machlekes.
It's for the rights of the Rashbo on his first Teres talk.
What?
He's bringing rights to the Gemara that we would say, Yonchim and then even my Karen. That Reizek, the Gemara was even my Karen. Saying, according to the Halakha, the first Teres in the Rashbo. Sure that was right.
Right. Yes, I am aware of it. Vadayin yesh lahakshis. Mai koma dimuchberes. You see, it's not a kashe because you'll see the gro says. Maybe more. That's hey on the base. Mishindikel Mifrach, Mali Kulish Hinuad Miskolosum, Umandoma Radara be Kerna Difik, and Nosla Hazik, and for Kerna Masi. So the question is, so Kern is Moham. Because Kamnosla has it has a malicious intent. So Rashi says he doesn't know who that mandomar is. Rav Netam says he knows that the mandomar who says Paldin Iskim Amin. The Goyim says Rashi o mandomar lo isparish heichen nichta bitzad hu bidaf hakeidem. What do you mean daf hakeidem? Daf hakeidem means daf dalet. This Gemara that the Rashbo is quoting here. So Gemara says, "Oh, Omar Rav Yudi, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the Nora. Tone Sheli Kane Mavlishin. V'akom Aloy Riyakiran Shano Lazeikei Kiryashen Sheishano Lazeikei. V'loy Riyashen Shein Kavanosil Hazik Kira Kiryakiran Shano Lazeikei. V'lav Kalachimer." Which is not his chomores keren. Keren shekamnos lahazik likolsh. So that's what the Goyin says. There's the mandoma who says keren adif. Ramtam says is the mandoma who says palgin iskim ameini. So if we combine what Ramtam says with what the Goyin says, because what Ramtam says is very mistaber. Here, the Gemara said, they assumed that Kavnos Lahazik is a Chumre, because he always said Kalvachimer. The love Kalvachimer, Uma, Shen, Shin, Kavnos Lahazik. Shen is not his Chumre, Skara. He doesn't have that Chumre of having a malicious intent. So still, it's still high. It's higher. Al Haskamu, Rechamu, Keret. That has the chumra of malicious intent, and that Rabbi Tam says is the mandoma who says palgin iskim ameini. So, in other words, when the Rashbo mentions here, the Rashbo mentions this gemara that the goyin says that's the mandoma who says keren adif. So he mentions this gemara, And who is that man? Rav Pope, who says Palganiske Mene, Vichin Masniton Liris Echrese, Mashaname Dinshin Adin, Doma Shishin Rachim, Homer Homer Kuelfino. So, in other words, so true when he mentions this Gemore, according to the Havamin of Gemore, that when the Mishnah says Loyari, the Mishnah says Loyari Asheya Kari Amave Sheya means Kerem. So then there's a raya from the Mishnah that Yalf Yain Shimnadin, because it means Kerem. But then Maskon of the Gemore is that it means Regel, and Kerem is Nisrade from the Seife. So Mimele, the Mishnah doesn't say Loiri Ligabi Keren. So Mimele we can say in Achaname that Ligabi Keren it's ain't Enshim Adin. When the Mishnah says that Enshim Adin only because it's Loiri, but if it had been Mochamo, then we could learn out. I mean, if it had been less Chamo, so we could learn out. So on the contrary, because then he doesn't have reference to Keren. But Keren, since it's Knas, so certainly is based upon my Savera, because that's what the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's a definition of Knas. What does Knas mean? How do you translate Knas in English?
Penalty.
By definition, it means it's based by Savera. You don't penalize without a my Savera. When somebody is a tzaddik, he didn't do anything wrong, it's not shaykh to say, you penalize him. Penalize him for what? For being a tzaddik?
So what Rashi was saying is that the happening of the Gemara that we were able to learn up Karen from the other Masikhans, because Karen was from Russell Hans again, it was Mama.
No, you asked. But here the Rashbo says that from the Mishneh Deraye, that it's based, that it's not based upon the Maisa Vere. that it's
right,
not
to learn about
Karen. Yeah, that's right. And but by Karen is certainly based on Savere. So I said in Ochanam, according to Rav Yudis Havamine, that the chair in the Mishnah is reference to Karen. So then then we have to say it's Momen. But Gemore refutes that. So the Sheir doesn't have reference to Karen. Sheir has reference to Regel. So there is Ein Shemadin. But Ligabi Karen, it's Ein Shemadin. Because Karen is Knas.
According to
Rav,
who says that...
According to Rav, who says Pal Geniske Knas.
So it says, what about according to Rav, who says that Shor in the Mishnah is Karen, Shen, and Regel? So when the Mishnah says like Raisai Karai said, the Mishnah is saying you can learn Karen Shen and Regel from us.
No, so then we have to say like Habnetam. The Goyin says that it's not the Goyin is Chilik Habnetam, but the Goyin is saying that Rav Yehudes Havamine was like Rav Pope, that Pal Gemiski Momeini. But the Maskomen of the Gemara is like Havune Perid Rav Yeshua, so Memele, a share of the Mishnah could not have reference to Karen. It has reference to Regel.
All of this is in Shmuel, I'm saying, according to Rav, it says that Mavis Adam and Shor in the Mishnah is Karen, Shen, and Regel.
All right, so Memele. So it includes Shen and Regel too. So the Alfuse has reference to Shen and Regel, not for Karen.
Isn't that a Deicha?
Why is it a Deicha?
Karen is it's meant in the Mishnah. How do I know Karen?
You mean it's meant as one of the three of us.
Yeah.
But when the Mishnah mentions the lawyer, Ezekiel is there, implying if it hadn't been like that, if it had been one less chamor than the other, so you could learn how the more chamor and less chamor, it has reference to Shen and Regel, not to Karen. That's in conformity to the Gemara of Kishodis Be'er V'chadon Ha'i Yalfin and Kule, Chutz Mikaren. Alright. Vadai yesh lakshis. Mai kom adem chuber eskule medesi. Dimno teisi. Imi koditz tkiyo. Dai o yesh kamei. In other words, you said only half a kashi. The second half of the kashi he mentions now. Vadai yesh lakshis. Mai kom adem chuber eskule medesi. Dimno teisi. Imi koditz tkiyo. Dai o yesh kamei. Vim shon izokin. Amrin li kamon di keren ilu iksive li asye. Mikulo mishin di medes mitchlosa. Vitiris Ramletamzal, the Badi Alfinulo, Minashol, Mandoma, Palgen, Niske Momei, the day Afa Keren Medes Nitrolos, the Kul, so he mentions Tasis Stars, the Kulish Forum Lavakas Kashimakan, Vahini, the commonly come on, Kulasian, Libam Keren, the Kumifraf, Malak, Kuman Trolos, Umandoma, Rabbe Keradishkamas Lazi, Keranamasi, the Mandoma Palvinski Knosse Kulish Forum, the Heskashimakan. Bitamo Mishal Mchotzinezek, Medes Nigisholem, Chode Dolikoma, Vashti Dixivi Kanarim Kanov, Shnezek Sholem Chode Dolikoma, Vashti Dixivi Kanarim Kanov, Tlusho Kulo Vei, the Cholapoches Havle, told the Karen, the Gifu Mishir, and the Vite, the Hule, after Bushes Ram Misham Sakir and Karen. In Tamin Palgnis gave him Muadin, the Sholem, or Mistabre the Meir Muadin Likach. Aber muid in gikh in muid in shikh in muid is cause something else um muid in shikh in muid in gikh shen khasat khasat all muid in lein will li shikh so I mean that's something else that's not negate to our in so this is the machlekes so in final analysis there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and Tesis. Tesis shiti is that well, it's not mistaba to say that any Rishin should say that even a chiyuv moment like Shomri or Alvoye, we should say an Enshim Nadi. Let's say, suppose it's a shaile where a person is mechuyev to Mishalom or not, in a certain case, Alvoye or is not mechuyev to Mishalom Alvoye, if there is such a shaile, and could we learn out for a Kal V'chaimer? So of course you could learn out for a Kal V'chaimer. How can in Ein Shemadin, which means we cannot penalize Mikal V'chaimer, have application to something that is not based upon my saver, so it's not an Einish.
Even if we say Priyas Balchov is a mitzvah?
No, of course not. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do that which I'm mechuyev without my saver.
It's even better.
Yeah, right. It's a mitzvah and it's a big avere, not to be kind of mitzvah. But it's not based on... The mechayev is not in my saver. The mechayev is not in my saver. So Mimele, and still Teisve says, that's only Zokin, according to the Mechilte. So he applied Aloch Neshmadin, so that means that only Zokin, so the Chiyuv is based upon Maisaveh. It's not like Halvoye Shomrim. It's based on Maisaveh. And our Tanav Mishnah holds, after all, in ancient Adin is not Isvore. The Gemara learns it out from a posik in Makis, the ancient Adin. So that posik applies to Onshin of Guf, of Mise, Malkis. It has no application to Onshin of Mome. But his Shita is that all Chiyuv Nizokin is based upon the Maisaver. Mashinkin, the Rashbo Shita is, it depends. All other Nizokin besides Beir, so it's not based upon my Savere. But Beir, where it's Huzak and the Nizek comes to the Mazik, so there it's based upon my Savere. So Mele, since it's based on my Savere, we applied Aloche of an ancient Adin. Now there is a taste there. Yes, I'll discuss it later. I mean, I have a reason. About his name, I'll discuss it later. I have a reason. I want to discuss it, but I think I'll wait. I mean, I'll discuss it later.
Even according to the first errors at Rashba, we end up, the Rashba just says Sveiki Isur L'chumra, so that's why we learn it out of...
Sveiki Isur is L'chumra,
so
Yiddish Atir and Dresh is Ben. And the moment it depends. Rabbi Tamshit is in moment also L'chumra. In Midish Atir Ndresh Ben. And according to Rashbo, in Midish Atir Ndresh Ben, it depends between a Chiyuv moment that is based upon Maisavera, so then it's like Isurim. So Yalfus has to be made Lechumre. And a Chiyuv moment that is not based upon Maisavera, so then the Midish Atir Ndresh Ben, if there are two alternate possibilities how to deduce, so then the Yalfus has to be Likul.
Same according to Rashbo, where is the Limud from the other Masikim? That's only telling me that we should make the
limud
l'chumra, but where do we learn it from? Not
from Tlushim, we learn it from the other Mazikim. Yeah, okay.
Is that the second
Eifer Rashba telling us? Yeah.
The Rashba doesn't work out
the Sugya
Koin from the Palgan Eskab Kasa. Like, it seems to only work out the whole Sugya Koin from the Palgan Eskab Amoina. Palgan Eskab Amoina,
yeah, that's how it appears.
But if it's Palgan Eskab Amoina, then it's more of a swara to say that Karen is not an Einish,
So in Achnami, when the Rashba said in the first Loshen that it's lechumre, so that's how Libedi Hilchasi. According to Ravuni Ber Rav Yeshua, that it's Knosse, so then it's an Einish. When the Rashba said in the first Loshen that it's Imido Batero, Ligabe Nizokin, and it means the Nizokin, not only Nizokin, but Nizokin of Keren, and Libedi Hilchasi. Like Rav Ravuni Ber Rav Yeshua, that Palgan Niske is Knosse. So it's immediate, but so there it's based upon the Maisa Avera, Knas.
So then we would call the Chum and learn another
Maisikin. That's right, that's right.
But how can we learn from the other Maisikin? If we can't learn from the other Maisikin. That's what the Rashi of Maskana seems to be, that we can't learn from the other Maisikin.
No, so the Rashi's Loshen is not mitzad kavachena. The Alfusa would not be based upon kavachena. In Eishim Nadin, only if it's based upon kavachena. But other Alfusa there can be.
Yeah, but the other Alfusa we can't have.
One second. So he says, the whole kasheli adar abeim the kula tamoi in shalom chotzenezek bochut the whole afuki kula litevaya vechumra nitzva. So then. He doesn't say in the first teretz the kal v'chomer. So in other words, because kal v'chomer we couldn't say in Eishim Adin, but if it's not based on kal v'chomer, because based upon the midah shetira drashes then that when there are two alternate possibilities how to derive a yalfusa, so we have to apply in the chumra
direction. So alternate possibilities that we have either from Tlusha or from other masiv.
So it's not on basis of Kal V'chomer, as Matzino. Matzino, not Kal V'chomer.
Yeah, we can learn up another Mazik, not because of Kal V'chomer problem, but because the Gemara says if it's a Knas, we can learn up caring from the other Mazik. The Rashi of Tosfos ends up saying even if we can't Pal Dinus Kanasa, we have a way of learning it out. But the Rashi of Maskana seems to be that if we hold Pal Dinus Kanasa, we can learn this Sugya so well.
No, if we say Falganis Keknose, so then we couldn't learn for Mamatzinu either.
Right.
Because on the contrary,
right,
this is Mokal.
Right.
So there is no Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu means an analogy. But if Karen is Mokal, what kind of an analogy is there, you see?
So we can't learn nothing of the Mazik.
What?
So what's trapped in the Gemara says, Havamina, Aimakulu, and the Sea? What does the Gemara mean at this point? The Gemara aim of Kulam Wedesi. From where would we say Kulam Wedesi? From the other Mazikin. The point.
Yeah, but to learn out from other Mazikin that are not Knas, we couldn't learn out.
So
but Mechubea from Tolush, so both are Knas. So then we could learn out. The Gemara says Libam Mikeren because Keren is Knas. And so Karen in the other Mazikim Beya, let's say in the regular moment. But Mechuber and Tolush are both are Knas, then we could learn out. You see, if one is Knas and the other is Momen, there is no analogy. Matzino is based upon the element of analogy. But if one is Knas and one is Momen, there is no analogy. But if both are Knas, then there is an analogy.
But then you'll have Tosfos from the Dayak at Lusha. Then
you're
not
going to
answer
Taisa's
problem
with Taisa Klusha. Then the other Kashi, so the Rashba discusses in the other half.
But he's only meaning there shouldn't be time.
That's
time
right. Right now he doesn't discuss Taisa's Kashi.
So
that's what you pointed out.
Why shouldn't it be Taisa Klusha then?
What?
Why shouldn't it be Taisa Klusha? Let's say it's Kashi as a
Klusha. No, he doesn't discuss it. He doesn't discuss that kashi. Then later on he starts discussing that kashi. And then he mentions Rav Netam Steretz. It's very confusing, but that's the way he discusses it. Right? Now, just 1 second. Discusses, mentions a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh in Bor Basra. The Mishnah Bor Basra, the Afrof, if you have ignored Bor Basra, it will be. The Afrof on the Bay says, Liyami dodom tano besech habayis Elohim ken yeish al gabov geiv avamis Hoyo mamidei ba'aliyo tzor sheitachtov ma'zivo Shleish Tfochim, Uvi Kilo Tefach, Vim Hizik Mishalim Mashizik. Chapshin Eimeir, Yomu Kalashur Imaelu Elashim Hizik Potam Lishal, Loyiftach Odom Chanusha Nachtenim Vichal Saboin, Tahasitsori Shal Chavere Vilu Refes Boko. Beemes Biyai Nitiru Avalu Refes Boko. Now, Bovokame deals with Nizikin, Mazik, and Bolobasra Loyachpia deals with Mazik. But there is a basic distinction between the Nizikin of Bolobakame and Nizikin of Bolobasra. The Nizikin of Bolobakame deals with Tashlun, Sheir, Beir, Mave, Heaven. So they discuss all the halachas, when is one Chayev, when was one Potter. Bolobasra does not deal with Tashlun. Bolobasra, if he deals, so it's only Agavuche, right here the Mishneh, the Nizik Mishal Mashizik. So it's above Kamedik Allah. The Agavuche was mentioned in the Mishneh in Bovabasra. So sometimes the Gemara in Bovabasra mentions Bovakamedik Allah. And sometimes it's the reverse. The Gemara in Bovakamed will mention a Bovabasra Dik Allah. But there is a basic distinction between the Mazik of Bovakame and the Mazik of Bovabasra. The Mazik of Bovabasra means Tashlum. Deals with Tashlum. When is a Chayef, when is a Potter? So that clearly Beir. The Baal Beir is Chayef Tashlum. But Kelim Beir is Potter. Bolobasra, the Liachta, doesn't deal with Tashlum. Bolobasra deals with Schusim of Achok. Schusim of Achok, you know, let's say, in law, so sometimes you bring suit for damages. That's bovakamedi kachiv. Sometimes you bring suit, take out an injunction that he should remove a certain nuisance. That's bovabasra di kishayim. Bovabasra discusses not chiyuv et hashlumin, but hachokis, not hashlumin. So let's say, beir is poter kelim, but that doesn't mean that a person is allowed to maintain a beir b'shisarabim and just make sure that all the damages that will take place in respect to Kelim. There's no such frantic. That's another shaila. So in other words, there is a basic distinction between Grome bin Zokni Spota, but the Gemara says that Hachoke there is a machlekes between both in Bobasra between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbonon, whether Anizik lahar gesatzmi or Mazik lahar gesatzmi. But Begira delay, so everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yisi, we pass on like Rabbi Yisi, so Anizik lahar gesatzmi. But Begira delay, so even Rabbi Yisi agrees that Mazik lahar gesatzmi. And the Mazik person can force the Mazik to be Mazik. That means give out an injunction. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, Gira Delei is not only Mazik B'Yadayim. Mazik al de Grome is also Gira Delei. When does Rabbi Yisi say, Alanizik la'ach esasmei, like Machikin or Ilom in Abir, Chofei Amo, it's not even Grome bin Zokin. It is so remote that it's not even considered Gira Delei. But if it is Mamashi Grome, even though in Tashlumi is Potter, but Achoke there is. So it's separate categories. The Mazik of Bovabasra deals with achokes, with injunctions. The Mazik of Bokame deals with tashlumin damages, not injunctions. So one has nothing to do with the other. So here the Mishnah says, "Loyami dodom tano b'secha bayi selim kinyei shal gabov geiv abams hoyom amidi bal liyotzor shiye tachtof mazik v'shlishet vochim v'kira tevach." V'mizik mishal mashehizik. Rabbi Shimon ein meloy omro kol ashir neilo shmizik potam lishalim. Lo yifta chodom chamu shal nachteimim v'shal tzaboyin tachasit zori shal chaveirei v'lo yirefes boko. Be'emez b'yay nitira v'lo yirefes boko. That's a bov basra dikaloch lo yifta. In other words, he can take out an injunction from Bezd, restraining the person from opening up chamu shal nachteimim. Or shall savoy near the Eisa Shavere, the lawyer of his book, and is different kind of mazikin. The Gemara says, in chazokul in zoki. So in other words, a person couldn't say, oh, For a long time, I have been accustomed to maintaining nuisance in Mazik. You have a chazoki, because it ain't chazokel in zoki, because it's a nisa. So, and the, among the nizokim, that there is a dinachoke, is something that produces a bad odor. In other words, let's say if somebody in the courtyard keeps a skunk, so there is a din of achoke. So the neighbor can force him to remove the skunk. Is it conceivable that if a person in neighbor of yours maintain the skunk, so then you'll call him to Bezdin and say, pay me. How much will he pay me? I don't know in court whether he could enforce payment or not. So, I mean, they use their own shuddy diner. I mean, so they'll assess so much and so much, X amount of dollars. But Halpidin, what kind of hefset is there? He will see, unless it affected his health. Yeah, in a chalam. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't know why it is so, but I mention it. I don't know how his skunk looks. I don't know how his skunk looks. But I smell his skunk from a big distance. And many times, after when it starts raining and the rain stops, all of a sudden I start smelling the skunk. So after rain, so then the smell is much stronger. Is much stronger. But So according to the dinim of Bava Basra, there is a halacha that one can restrain another person to be marchik bisakise, because it produces a bad odor. Shayach to say tashlumin, because unless it affected his health, enoch name, if he became sick from it, so then there can be tashlumin, but otherwise. So, the mazik of Bava Basra is something entirely different than the mazik of Bava Kama. Bava Basra deals with achokis, with injunctions. Bava Kama deals with chiyuvim, with damages. So the Gemara says, lo yifta chodom chanu shal nachteinim vishal tzaboyim tachas yitzore shal chaveri v'lo yirefes boko be'emez b'yayin itiru v'lo yirefes boko tonei. So the Gemara says, Tone, imoyo refes kidemes leitzer is muta. In other words, if the itzer is first, Shimon had an itzer. And then Reuven wants to open up his table, so then he can be restrained. But suppose Reuven had his table first, and then Shimon decided to open up an itzer, he cannot tell Reuven, listen, you remove your stable because I want. He doesn't have his chusachot. Imo yarefes kidemes leitza muta. Boya bai, kibeit viribeit leitza amal. Ribo bachalinis mal. Ach sadret achas eitza mal. Bono ali al gabi beisi mal. Teitu. So the loch is, if the refes preceded the itza, then the one who opens up an itza is not entitled to restrain the baal refes, who set up the refes first. But suppose Shimon, he didn't set up the itza yet, but he already made certain preparations, kibeit v'ribeit, he cleaned up the place with the view of constructing a storehouse there. And then Reuven decided to open up his stable. Is that considered like kidein? A hoitzer lerefes, or like kidim or refes leitzer? So it's a bailifit. So, ribo bachalis mao, achsado tachas eitzer mao, bonali agabe beisi mao, teiku. Now, what's the aloche by teiku? Is if it's a nisa the raise, so is lechum. If it's mamein, if it's a teiku, in the shayle of mamein, so amitzim chavil of a raise, so it's lechum. How about this teiku? Do we pasken lechumre or do we pasken lekule? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Let's see the Rosh and the Rambam. Ay. Tes. Ay. Halacha yedav. What's that? No, this first. Peltesno Rashreinim Haloche Yudgimu Kibi Balabais, that deals, that discusses this Abai leaf. Kibi Balabais, Virovatal Yose, Usheribo Bahalenis, Kilasis Beitzer, Vikidim Zeve also Tanur, Kidim Shiachnis Pires Leitzer, Ushihis Rileetzer Shumshimin, Uremenim Uitmorim Vichayetzeben. Kidim ze vi osa atano, kidim shotsa achitin, oish osa balahanus, michil al gabo, lahavil bin a hanus of in eitzer, picholelu balitza makifol. So he passes the humre, it's a bad leaf. So the magnishne says, oh, vimova, yeah, bad leaf, because of a ravzal, the misofik in lazik have it. If it's a Bible, if it is Sophie Kinde, Mazikim of Vovakame, so I made Machalorai, it doesn't have to pay. But if it's a Bible, if it is in the Mazikim of Vobasre, well, it's not a question of paying, but of restraining, taking out an injunction against the Mazik. So then, by Bible, if it is, so Beznu will give out an injunction. Because it's Lechum. Because of a Ravzal, the Misofi came with a Hazik Haver, Vim Ovar, Vioso Hamezim Haver Varai, Uperushe Bikulom, Kiperush Rabbi Vishim Rivza. So the Rivshit is also that Abai Livshit in the Mazikin of Basre is Lechum. Umash, yeah, then it's it. But let's see the Roshite. Ay. Ay. Paragraph Bailey Achbar, paragraph Hey. Gemara, Tanya. Im Refes Boko Kedem Leitzer Mutter. Afropi Davigir de Reimisch und Dire Sham. Boy Abai, Kibbe de Ribitz Mau, Ribbe Bachalins Mau, Bona Ali al Gabbeisim Mau, Take. Bonne. Vichibn, Boy Ravun, Ravishu, Tamre Vermeine Mau, Take. Vichibn de Loyif Shete, Loymaskikne Leilearchik. Israeli can Rambam in the Rif. The shit is a Rif in the Rambam is that Ligabe Achok is Nizokin, so Sveiki is Lechum. And the shit of the Rif is that Ligabe Achok is Nizokin, so Sveiki is Likur. So what's the Machlekes? That's the Birka Shmuel discussing this. What's the Machlekes? As far as Ashlum is concerned, so it goes without saying that it's Likur. But when it's a question of restraining, of taking out an injunction from Bezd, not restraining the mazik from maintaining a mazik, so according to the Rif in the Rambam is lechumre, according to the Rosh is lekul. Now, all the nizokin of Basra. So the nizokin of Kamerui now. So there's the parashi in Mishpot. So as Rav Chaim says, Lo Yishmerenu implies not only a Chiyuv Tashlumim, also a Nisa. But where is the Mokia of all the Nizokim, so many Mazikim in Bava Basri? Machikin this, machikin that, and all kinds. And Tilitilim Shalaloches, Anizik Lachas, Mazik Lachas, Jadalei, it's different. Tilitilim Shalaloches. What is it? Takonis Chachomi? Olaf Liachpir is the Rabbono. Let me stop. So, where is it based upon? The Shanim don't discuss it explicitly. But the Yad Ramayim Bo Basre Agavurche, he says, in regard to all the Achokes in Bo Basre. So he says, where is the Isa? Where is the Isa? So, Bishleime is the Achokes where there is damage, mamish. So the Isa is the Lishmerenu, you can say. I mean, because Lishmerenu implies two things. Lishmerenu implies two things. But there are certain mazikim lo basra that there is no damage, like maintaining something that produces a terrible odor. Tannery. So, a tannery, one cannot maintain a tannery shop in a certain chotzah because it produces a terrible odor. So, you cannot say that that comes within the Isa of lo yishmerenu. I mean, but can Lishmerenu, Lishmerenu, Mishpotin deals with injury and deficit moment, but it's anyway, what kind of injury? Sometimes there could be, I mean, maybe there could even be cancer. I'm not talking about these situations. But the Aloha of Basra are not based upon the fact that there is injury to a person. And suppose there is no injury, but it's still a big nuisance. Big nuisance. So, where do they come? Where is the mocker of the Isa? So the Agavurche, the Yad Raman Vo Basra says that in all the mazikim, the achoke in Vo Basra, even, let's say, like the achoke of Machikin and Soilam in Abeach of Eyamo. So the one who is not Machik, so is Eveir and the love of Lithnival is it Mirshel, that's what the Rama says. And after Rachak Meich. Oh, after Rachak Meich is a different kind of mitzvah, all right? Naturally, is able that. But he also mentioned, the Yad Raman Vo Basra mentions, that when one does not conform to the achokes of the Mazikin Vo Basra, he is evil if not evil is it mirch. Because if somebody maintains, let's say, a skunk in his courtyard, and then it's a big nuisance, you can't take it. So it's a mirshel. A mirshel means dafke, a stone, any mirshel, a nuisance, a reacha, is also a big nuisance. So it's evil, it's evil, it's a mirshel. But it's not mistabea that the halachas of achoke are based upon the love of evil, it's a mirshel. First of all, v'aftor achamecho, certainly not, because v'aftor achamecho, there is no kviye. Because the mitzvah of after Hakamecho is basically a chivis alvavis. You cannot be keifer and chivis alvavis. I mean, bezn makine se ashtetz in afshei that he should love the other Jew like himself. I mean, you cannot even be keifer and the mitzvah of after Shem Lekecho. I mean, it's inconceivable. You cannot. Kfiye is the mitzvah of maise, but a mitzvah of chivis alvavis, there is no kfiye. He cannot be kafir, he should be a Yerushalayim. Be Yerushalayim. Lesson will hit you until you become a Yerushalayim. And Maises, the physical act, and Chivis Alvavis, there is no kafir. And here, as far as Vaftar HaKmer are concerned, so, in essence, it's a Chivis Alvavis, but it has external manifestations. So, the din kafir of Achoke by Besden is certainly not because of the kafir of the mitzvah after Hakamich. There is no kfir. And even if Nivel is Mirchel true, I mean, of course, there could be kfir. But it's not mistaber that the Hachoke is based exclusively upon the fact that he is Eivir, if Nivel is Mirchel. So there must be some other source. So once I mentioned a mocker for the Dine Hachoke, and I mentioned it years ago to Avutna Zechen Levroche. He was my Rebbe when in Warsaw, I mean, when I was before Bar Mitzvah. And in half a year, he learned with me all of Vova Kame. He learned with me every day when my father was already in America, so he asked Avutna Zechen Levroche that he should learn with me. So he learned every day. He came to the house and he learned with me at least 3 hours. 3 hours.
Hello.
And 3 hours every day. What?
Alone,
just by myself. I was not bar mitzvah yet. Another mitzvah yet. And the sefer Tiras HaNozer, he wrote in our house. The whole sefer, he wrote in our house. Anyway, so then I was the Rebbe in Chaim Berlin. So I once mentioned to Mokia in Sanhedrin about the din of the Mokia for the din Achok. Zainud Beis, the fifth line from the end of the Omid. Benishu shvatitem tzedek. Benishu benochi v'bengere. It's in the Sedra of Dvorim. Omar Abiyude afil bin bayis laliye. U'bengere Omar Abiyude afil bin tano likorayim. So Rabbi Hananel says, Vikach, Tzorich Lies Boki, Kama Achokestanum na Kesel, Oimna Aziva Shetachestan. So the Dini Achoke of Liachpe, as for example, Bintano Likoraim and so on, so that is implicit in the Posik of Ishvatetem Tzedek, Benishu Benochiv Megir, according to Chavanan Pshatz. I said, that means that the Dinei Tashlumim of Nizokin of Vovokame. Where's the Mokher? That's Mishpotim. Mishpotim, Bey, Reish, everything, Mishpotim. But the Nizokin of Bobasre, of Achoke, of injunctions, where is that Mokher? That's in the Posik of Ishvatim Tzedek, Binishu, Bin Ochi, Vovengere. Vengere. Between one tenant and another. So they are halachas of achokis. So Ravutna Zochin Levrocha was a big balance pirus, a big balance pirus. Especially somebody was his talmid, so he was a big balance pirus. So Mele, when I mentioned that, he started to kiss me, embrace me. I mean, oh, der vort passt Father Mir Sameach. And then he told everybody about that. I mean, this, he never knew of that. He learned, he went over the Rabbi Hananel many times, but he never realized he said this. Anyway, so this is a good mokia. So I think the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether Sofik in Achokes Nizokin is lechumre or lekule, so the Rosh says that is lekule. Sofik momen lehokim, because the Rosh holds that insofar as the Gzeres HaKosuf of Shvatitem Tzedek Benishu Benochiv Vengere is concerned, this posik is not expressive of a mitzvah of being marik. It's only of legal rights, schusi, that he shochon schusheini. So that's the Gzeres HaKosuf of Shvatitem Tzedek Benishu Benochiv Vengere. Ubengere, so that, in other words, the Tshchinim have certain schusim, and Bezdin has to enforce the schusim. What are the schusim? So these are the numerous schusim mentioned in Yachpir, all kinds of achokis. So, machikim es tanum in akarayim, and according to Rabbonon, so then machikim silum in abeich of yamo, according to Rabbi Yisin, no, the schus doesn't extend so much to something that is so remote and so indirect. But Begira Delay, even Rabbi Yisi, is made that there is a schus of restraint. So this posik is not expressive of Isur. Isur in the Maideas, the Yad Rama says, he's ever an Iser of Lifnei Iver, but that's not the dinimo, that's not the schusim of Basre. I mean, the Iver, so, But the schusim of a basra rights vested, legal rights vested in the shochel, that he can restrain the other shochel from maintaining a mazik or a nuisance. Not after a mazik in the sense something that causes injury, something that causes loss of money. Like reacha, what doesn't cause injury, loss of money. A nuisance. A nuisance. So that's only, so that the Zakosuf of Shvatim Tzedek, Benish Nochmin Gerei, is only expressive of his chus. If it's his chus, so then we have to apply, the Rosh says, the Loche, Hamesim Chaverol Varai, Ruvein wants to set up a certain nuisance to Shimon. In the case, let's say, where Shimon already made preparations for an Eitzah, but the Eitzah was not built yet, and then Ruvain wants to open up his stable. So it's, there are no Isurim, it's a question of Shrusim. So, Sofik Mamelahoku. But the Rambam in the Rifshite is that the Posik Shvatet Tzedek Benishim Nochon Gerei is expressive of two aloches. First, a mitzvah and a nisa. A mitzvah to remove a nuisance, a nisa not to set up a nuisance. In other words, it's directed not only to Bezd. The question is whether this mitzvah, Ushvatim Tzedek Benishim Nochon Gerei, is directed to Bezd only, but not to every Jew. So the shita of the Rosh is it's only directed to Bezd. So Bezdin, summarily, it's only Yisrus. There is no Isa. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Posik Ushvatim Tzedek Benishim Nochon Gerei is directed not only towards Bezdin, is directed towards every Jew. So insofar as it's directed towards Bezdin, it's Yisrus. Insofar as it's directed towards every Jew, so it's an Isa, not to maintain a nuisance. So Melis Lechumre, like all Sofik Yisur Lechumre. It's an Isa Raisa to maintain a nuisance. Which is a rise in Israel. Ushvatim tzedek benishu benochot megiyah. That's what I think. All right, we'll leave it here. Okay, now. Okay, all right. So there is a minyan? Or somebody walked out, I think, no?